Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell a lot of games. I just like to talk about them. I don't mean we don't sell them in the sense that we're not good at selling things. We just don't carry that many of them. But we do like to talk about video game downloads on the PlayStation 4 this week. You can get Home, a unique horror adventure. Battle Islands, hashtag kill all zombies, one word. Costume Quest 2, which looks pretty fun. Lords of the Fallen, NBA Live 15, Shadow Warrior. Those are two separate games because NBA Live 15, Shadow Warrior, sounds like a lot of fun. Need for Speed Rivals Complete Edition's out, as is The Unfinished Swan. Too easy. PlayStation 3 has Blood of the Werewolf, TMNT Danger of the Ooze, which, again, looks really neat. Costume Quest 2, Deadfall Adventures, Heart of Atlantis, MX vs. ATV Supercross. I had to check that twice. Need for Speed Rivals Complete Edition, Tiny Troopers Joint Ops, and WWE 2K15. Why put the K in there? Just put the zero. It's the same number of characters. Let's see, we got PlayStation Vita, Mahjong Royal Towers, Mahjong World Contest, and Mahjong Gold Bundle. Freedom Wars, The Unfinished Swan, Tiny Troopers Joint Ops, and Poltergeist, a pixelated horror. The Xbox One S, Sunset Overdrive, Lords of the Fallen, How to Survive, Storm Warning Edition, and some other retail stuff. The Nintendo Wii U added quite a bit of good stuff this week. The normal downloads, you got Stealth Inc. 2, Game of Clones, Costume Quest 2, Cosmophony, Falling Skies, The Game, Pixel Paint, Rock Zombie, Tetrabot and Company, plus three interesting retro virtual console games. They have Demon's Crest, that's the sequel to Gargoyle's Quest on the Super NES. Kirby Nightmare in Dreamland, that's a remake of the NES Kirby's Adventure, which I've actually never played the Nightmare in Dreamland because I bought the NES version at a warehouse store for $9. That was back when any NES game for $9 in a box, you bought it because you never see games that cheap. I also have for download the NES game Gargoyle's Quest 2, The Demon Darkness. The only one I have actually ever owned was the original Gargoyle's Quest, and I really ought to pull that out and play it some more, because that's pretty fun. We also have Nintendo 3DS, Zombie Panic and Wonderland DX, and Whoa Dave, as well as also the NES port, Gargoyle's Quest 2, The Demon Darkness. That's my best Wallace Shawn that I did in a take and a half, and it's not very good. So let's just talk about cufflinks, because they're on sale. If you like cufflinks and related ephemera, a lot of items from the company that makes cufflinks, Cufflinks Inc. Buy one, get one 40% off. We got Superman, Batman, Star Wars, and more. Get your favorites now, because it's too late for Halloween, and maybe Thanksgiving, maybe Christmas, maybe something else, New Year's, whatever you like. We have cufflinks. That's the point. They're on sale. You can wear them. If you're into wearing things like shirts, you know, if you're up to that hoity-toity stuff, you could go around, you know, not wearing a shirt. It's Halloween, you could just be wearing a costume. Those only have cufflinks. Maybe they should. Maybe the Stormtrooper armor should have cufflinks. Actually, that would be kind of cool. I don't know where you'd see it, though. It's a good idea. Get on that. We'll figure it out. There's got to be like some sort of a tuxedo Stormtrooper somewhere. That's a costume I would wear. Anyway, that sale is going through Tuesday. And we also have some new video game toys up for pre-order. The Legend of Zelda Link on Loftwing statue. The Sonic the Hedgehog Dr. Evo Eggman Robotnik statue. The Final Fantasy VII Advent Children Cloud Strife Play Arts Kai action figure. As well as Tifa, Red 13, and Barret. And we also added McFarlane Toys Assassin's Creed 4 action figures. Some new ones. So you can check those out. Pictures of, I think, all of these are up right now, so you can see those today on the podcast page. Just go to our website, click on the little podcast dongle, and go down to the video game one, and 10 steps later, you're there. And, yeah, that's a good thing to do. We also have some Pac-Man lamps and other exciting things, so if you like video game stuff, check out our video game shop. It's a fun thing to do that you don't necessarily have to look too much like you're working to do, but it looks kind of like work. You know, you click, click. Look irritated. That's a secret. If people think you're mad, they'll assume you're working. So go check out our website and look angry when you're doing it. Have a happy Halloween, everybody. I hope you get plenty of candy you don't have to pay for. I've been enjoying trips. There's a grocery store up the road. I can take my bicycle from my house to the grocery store and I'm there buying apples or whatever. They have a whole thing of Halloween candy and decorations and owl mugs and stuff, but they have a sample dish of Halloween candy. Now, I don't think there's anyone who's made it to adulthood in America who is not at least somewhat familiar with the concept of trick-or-treat candy. You've probably at some point in your life had a Snickers bar, some Whoppers, a Tootsie Roll, but they're out there for the taking. You can just stick your fist in there and grab what you like. Bless their hearts, because I got a lot of free Halloween candy in the last month, so it was good. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So I'm going to probably go see if they have anything out there when I go out for lunch today. I assume. Maybe I'll just stay home. I got to decide. I'll let you decide what you're going to do this weekend. Have a good one. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook, and also news.entertainmentearth.com.